Hey guys, what's up? It's Raven. Fun fact, did you know that Lil Wayne literally invented the phrase bling bling? Nobody was using the phrase bling bling to describe jewelry or anything until he started saying bling bling. The more you know. But on another note, today we're going to be talking about the fact that I have a podcast now. I got a podcast. Who got a podcast? I got a podcast. I have a podcast now. What if I did that? What if that was the theme song for the podcast? It's not. Hopefully y'all just heard a cute little theme song coming into it. That's not going to be the theme song. But yes, I have a podcast now. And you guys have to excuse me. First, let me get some disclaimers off because this is my first episode, okay? I did record a tester episode to make sure all my equipment worked and whatnot, but this is my first really sitting down to fully do this episode. And so I feel like there's going to be, you know, a bit of a learning curve. There's probably going to be a few little tweaks that I need to make as far as the audio and even how I do the intro and even how, like, I need to get comfortable recording in this setup because I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit like anxious and nervous and like, I don't know what to do with my hands. Like, do I hold the microphone? But then I don't want to, you can hear when I touch it. So I just feel like, what do I do? And I'm trying to make sure that the equipment is, you know, working right. I'm in here by myself, doing this by myself, the whole production, video and audio, you know, me, a one woman show. So yeah, please forgive me if this first episode isn't as it could be, but we are going to improve over time. Okay, this is brand new for me, you guys. Brand new. And I wanted to start off this whole thing on another note, my new podcast. I wanted to, of course, start it off with some sort of introductory type episode. I know that I had said on my website, if you guys already checked out ravenelisetv.com/podcast, I do have a podcast, you know, landing page on my website. I really need to, what do I do? I need to, let me just relax. Let me put my hands down because I don't want y'all to hear me clicking and clacking around with my nails the whole time. Those of you guys who are listening to the audio only version. Okay, where do I begin? Let me backtrack. I'm all over the place, you guys. Can you tell that this is just off the rip, off the script? Okay, let me backtrack. First things first, there is an audio and a video version of this podcast. There will always be an audio and a video version of my podcast, so you can watch it on YouTube and actually see me and see all of my hand gestures and facial expressions, or you can just listen to the podcast itself, audio only, if you like to listen in the car, at the gym, whatever you like to do, you have the option of video or audio. And see how I just paused? I'm so used to recording YouTube videos where I take a lot of like pauses and I chop it up a lot. But the purpose, not the purpose, but one of the intentions that I have for this podcast is to not have any editing. I want it to be that raw, that real, no editing, no cuts. No, ooh, I didn't want to say it like that. I didn't mean to say that. Let me just edit it out. No, this is going to be all the way straight through, probably for like an hour or so. So buckle up, sit tight. This is going to be a different experience for you guys. Okay, it's a different experience for me, but it's going to be a different experience for those of you who are used to watching me on YouTube. This is going to be different because you guys are used to seeing me in a very edited way. Even Snapchat fam, first of all, this is for you. All of this is for you. For those of you guys listening to audio only, I just pointed to all my equipment. This is for you because this is basically taking my Snapchat rants and turning it into a full-blown podcast, a full-blown hour-long thing that you guys can hopefully enjoy. But yeah, even with Snapchat rants, those are 15 second or like, I guess when they upgraded it to like 1 minute segments that I would like record a few sentences at a time and I would watch it back before I uploaded it to Snapchat or then Snapchat turned into Instagram stories. You may feel like through Snapchat or Instagram stories, you're seeing like a very raw, real, uncut, unedited version of me when I come on there and I start ranting or talking on there. And it is definitely more raw and real than YouTube, but it's still not 100% raw and real because there's still like editing that I can do there. I can record a clip on Instagram stories, watch it back. If I don't like it, if I don't like the way I said something, delete it, re-record it, then upload the next, you know, story slide. Woo, hold on. Why am I like holding my breath? This is so weird for me, you guys. I feel like I'm getting out of breath. I feel like I'm nervous. I'm anxious. I have to really get used to this format. It's like the thought of me, just me explaining how this is going to not be edited is like making me out of breath, making me anxious because I've never really done that before. Like I said, whether it's YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat, where else do you post videos? TikTok, any other video format or anything like this where you're hearing me talk, it's always been able to be edited in some kind of way. And of course, I could edit this if I wanted to. A lot of people do podcasts that are edited, but I don't want it to be edited. I'm challenging myself to put out a completely unedited version of myself and be able to express myself in a completely unedited way. So, enough about that. Just wanted to put that out there. But yeah, whether you're watching the video or just listening, no edits. So y'all gonna see all the little weird in-between moments. Second thing is, what's the second thing? Yeah, I guess the other reason why I'm anxious or nervous is because I just, you know, I have big plans as far as the topics that I want to discuss on this podcast. I really want this to be a place where I can express myself in a different way than I ever have on any other social media platform. Meaning, you know, there's some subjects that I've steered away from in the past. There's some topics, some questions that I've definitely beat around the bush. You know, I've danced around it. I didn't want to answer it. I didn't want to dive too deep into the story behind it. I didn't want to even bring up certain topics at all. And there's several reasons behind that. Let's just run through some of the reasons. One big reason why I don't talk about certain things on my main YouTube channel, for example, is because my main YouTube channel is my main breadwinner. That is my place of business, y'all. That is my workplace. You could think of that as almost a corporate office. When I step into that main YouTube channel, I step into work. It's not for fun. It's not for play. It's not just for y'all's entertainment. It is work. I work with a lot of major brands now. And the same way that you're not going to walk into your corporate job and just be acting a fool and just be talking about any and everything, I can't do that over there either. Whether you like it or not, whether that seems fair or not, whether it seems fake or not, it's work. And you got to think of it just like any other job. So there's a lot of things that like I just don't really do over there, or I try to keep it to a minimum because of the brands that I work with. And I'm trying to maintain a certain type of vibe over there, if that makes sense. Other social media accounts, such as like my Twitter, for example, that's not a place of business. Twitter is not a place of business for me. I do not make any money off of Twitter. I don't work with brands on Twitter hardly ever. So Twitter really is more like a personal account. You know, it's not like, hey, I'm an influencer and I'm doing brand deals. It's more just like, hey, it's me, Raven, just talking. You know what I mean? So on Twitter, I could get a little bit more. I can get a little bit more wild, basically, versus YouTube. No, not appropriate. And then even like on Instagram, Instagram is a place of business for me. Instagram is definitely a workplace for me. Instagram is work. It's kind of half and half, just in the sense that like, I do wear what I want, say what I want. Like, I'm still going to be myself. And same thing for YouTube. Like, I'm still going to be myself. I'm not going to be fake. I'm not going to say things that I don't mean or that are not honest or whatever. It's not about being completely fake. It's just about scaling it back and just making sure that you're being like appropriate and brand friendly and like not shifting the focus too much on certain things to where it's going to take away from what my content is really supposed to be over there. You know, for example, on YouTube, my content is supposed to be family friendly. It's mom vlogs. That's like my main claim to fame right now on YouTube. It used to be, you know, DIY projects and stuff like that, but now it's mom vlogs. You know what I mean? I have a lot of children and moms who watch my videos on YouTube, and I work with a lot of brands that correlate to that demographic. So Target, Walmart, things like that. So if I start talking about my sex life or something on YouTube, then it's like, okay, whoa, what kind of brands are you going to start working with? And is this appropriate for children? And it steers away from the categories that I need to be focusing on over there. Instagram, I have a little bit more leeway just because it's like, okay, Instagram, this is where I get sexy a little bit. You know, I'm still going to pop out of my bikini and my club outfits, and like, I'm going to show you me, and I have a little bit more freedom, I feel, but still, it's like only to a certain extent. Whereas Twitter is probably like the only place right now that I really feel like I can just literally do and say whatever I want, because I don't have to worry about like brands watching me necessarily, although they probably are watching me. They just can't really say anything about it because they don't want to work with me on Twitter. They're working with me on YouTube and Instagram. They're not working with me on Twitter. So it's like, I know y'all see me over here acting crazy, but just don't worry about it, because it has nothing to do with you. And TikTok was like that for a while too. TikTok was not a place where I worked with brands. I did not consider TikTok to be part of my business. It was just a personal place for me to just have fun and do whatever I want, say whatever I want. If I want to use explicit music with my TikToks, if I want to twerk, if I want to curse, if I want to do whatever in my TikToks, it didn't matter, because again, I'm not working with brands over there, until TikTok as a platform started blowing up. And now TikTok is definitely a place where you can earn income and work with brands and make it a part of your business as an influencer. So I've started to shift into that direction. And so I've started to shift what I do and say over there, because once it turns into a workplace, like I keep saying, once it now feels like I'm stepping into my place of business when I log on to this app, then I have to be aware of that. You know what I mean? At least that's my way of doing things. Not all influencers do that. Okay. There's plenty of YouTubers, Instagrammers, TikTokers who, yes, they earn money off of this thing, but they also just be acting a fool and talking about any and everything. And they do both. And that can work. That's just not how I choose to do it, because that just gets really tricky. And to be quite honest, more times than not, now there's exceptions to everything, but let me just let y'all in on an industry, not an industry secret, but just something about this industry. If you're going to be inappropriate and talking about adult subjects, or, you know, any type of profanity, any type of sexual things, anything like that, that's not family friendly, is not brand friendly. Usually there's not that many brands that are gonna want to work with you. So what does that mean? Fewer brand deals, which means less money overall. So if you want to get the big brand deals, if you want to work with Target and Walmart and Sephora and whoever else, the big mama brands, you better make sure your shit is clean. Basically, make sure it's clean, make sure it's family friendly, brand friendly, so that brands want to work with you. Otherwise, you ain't gonna be working with very many brands, and you're not gonna make as much money, and you're just not gonna be necessarily as successful in that aspect of it. Now, there's a flip side to it though, because a lot of influencers who are a little bit more raw and explicit, and however you want to explain that, like not family friendly, they get their income and they get their claim to fame from the content itself, because people gravitate to that type of not family friendly content. You know what I mean? So they can get super popular off of doing stuff like that. And then they're just getting so many views and so many that they make money that way. And so it's kind of like a give and take. You know what I mean? Like, so there's ways around it, but I'm just explaining my situation and my preference, the way that I do things. I do set boundaries for myself on my main social media accounts. So I said all that to say that this podcast is not a place of business. Okay, shouty. This podcast is not going to be a place where I censor myself, where I set a whole bunch of like rules and regulations and boundaries for myself to follow, where I'm scared to talk about certain topics, where I, you know, I feel like, oh, I can't do this or I can't do that because then the brands are not going to want to sponsor my podcast. I don't care about getting this podcast sponsored. I don't care about working with brands, although I know I could. I don't care about that. If a brand comes across my podcast and they're like, oh, she's cursing and she's doing this and that and she's talking about whatever, whatever. Too bad. This ain't the place for y'all. Y'all can go to my YouTube channel. Go over there to my main YouTube channel and we can strike up a deal, okay? Because I'm very family friendly over there. But over here, this is a whole different thing. This is a whole different side to who I am on the internet. That's what I intend for it to be anyway. So that's the basic rundown behind that. However, that does make me very nervous because number one, I'm not used to it. Like I said, this whole time, the only thing that I've had is like Twitter, and that's typing. That's just typing little tweets. You know what I mean? Like little tweets here and there, little thoughts, little quick, little hee hee ha ha. That's not coming on here and talking for an hour and really talking unedited. You know what I mean? So for me to be doing this right now is very different for me. It feels wrong. For lack of a better word, it just feels very wrong. It feels very unnatural to me. It feels different. It feels scary and it's giving me anxiety and I can't catch my breath right now to talk clearly because my heart is racing. Like it's that crazy. So yeah, I really want to learn to get comfortable. Okay, that's why I said this is the first episode, y'all. Bear with me. I intend to get much more comfortable as each episode goes on. I intend to get more brave. Also, with, you know, the things that I talk about and, you know, with expressing my honest experiences and my honest feelings on certain things and my opinions and even with being able to give you guys advice and, you know, everything under the sun. This podcast is not for moms. It's not for women only. It's not for influencers. It's not for people who love DIY. It's for any and everybody who cares about any and everything that I might just so happen to be talking about in any episode. This is not like Raven Elise TV, motherhood, DIY, fashion, and beauty. No, that's not what this is. Okay. This is just me as a person. I am more than just motherhood. Okay. I'm more than motherhood. I'm more than DIY. I am more than fashion. I am more than how y'all knew me in college as the fashion design student. I am more than a homeowner. I am more than whatever those like main descriptors that people use for me right now. I'm so much more than that. I am a whole human being. And I feel like I haven't really been able to show people that, especially recently. Because the more that I started like working with big brands and doing these big things, the less that I was able to really express myself. You know what I mean? Cause it's like when people say, oh, you too Hollywood now, or you're fake, or you're this or that. It's not fake. It's that I'm doing a job, y'all. I'm doing a job. I am being paid very well for this job. Okay. I've always wanted to work with these brands. You're not going to take this away from me. Okay. Don't be mad that I'm getting hired to do something that you didn't get hired to do. And you mad about the way that I'm doing it. This is what I gotta do to do it. And I wanna do it, so I'm gonna do it. Okay? It's not about being fake, okay? It's about getting the gigs. Are y'all happy for me or not? Are you happy for me or not? Because that's the first thing that pops into my mind when people say, well, if you have to do certain things and if you have to like censor yourself to work with a certain brand, then maybe you just shouldn't work with them. See, that's where it gets tricky because it's like there's not a lot of options for the influencer when it comes to that. If I didn't want to have to follow any directions, I wouldn't be able to work with any brands. Every single brand, even if it's a small brand, they give you a contract that has rules and regulations and do's and don'ts. Every single brand, I don't care who it is. Every single one. So if I wanted to be that person to say, well, you can't tell me what to do, and I'm just going to be myself, and I don't believe in rules and regulations and censorship, and you guys, I don't want you guys to tell me anything, then I wouldn't be doing any brand deals. And that's where the majority of my income comes from, okay? And I'm a single mom trying to send my daughter to college and then some. Generational wealth is what we're aiming for here. So sometimes sacrifices have to be made. Let that sink in. Sometimes sacrifices have to be made in order to produce generational wealth and things of that sort. Okay? I'm not going to get there by just doing whatever the heck I want to do the way that I want to do it all the time. That's not realistic. But again, it all comes back to that's what I do over there, and that's not going to change. But over here, we're going to be doing something different. So for real, enough about that. I have some little notes here in my little notebook about what I wanted to discuss on this episode as far as me starting a podcast and what that means for me and how it makes me feel. It scares me, if I haven't already made that clear. Very, very scary. Very uncomfortable. I've been procrastinating for like a whole year. That's how much I did not want to start this new project. As much as I wanted to start it, as much as I wanted to have a podcast and been wanting one, I did not want to start this new project because it has been so long, you guys. It has been so long since I have started a new project like this. Think about it. I started doing YouTube over 10 years ago, the Ray Baby Show, for those of y'all OGs who know. Over 10 years ago, I created a YouTube channel back when there was no pressure, not very many people even were doing it or using it like that. I just, you know, made an account, easy peasy, not thinking anything of it. Oh, let me just post a little video, I don't know, for fun. And then it just kind of snowballed from there on complete accident. I just enjoyed making videos, and it just so happened that people enjoyed my videos, and I started getting views, and then whatever. This podcast is not about my YouTube journey. I have a video about that on my main YouTube channel if you guys want to hear my whole entire like YouTube journey from the start. But I don't really know what it's like because of that, because of the way that I got into YouTube and I got into Instagram and I got into all of my current things that I do. I just kind of slipped into it from the beginning real easy. You know, I just slid into it on accident a long time ago, and I just been doing it ever since. I don't know what it's like to be starting something new, such as a YouTube channel, an Instagram account, a podcast. I don't know what it's like to be starting something like that new in the year 2021 when everybody is doing it and there's a lot of competition. And there's a lot of expectation as far as, well, so-and-so has a podcast and it's lit because I think he has a whole production company and he's doing this and that. And I've been listening to so-and-so's podcast and they had blah, blah, blah as a special guest. And they started doing this, which was really cool. Like, there's so much to look at and compare myself to because of the fact that it's 2021 and everybody is doing social media in some kind of way. Whether it's a YouTube channel, Instagram, TikTok, podcast, whatever it is, it's such a huge thing now. And it has come such a long way as an industry that me just now deciding to start this fresh thing, and I don't know what the heck I'm doing. I don't even know how to work this microphone, barely. And I've never done this type of setup before. I'm the newbie now. That's the thing. I'm the newbie. I'm the beginner. I can't tell you the last time that I was the beginner in any space. As cocky as that sounds, I'm not used to being a beginner. I'm used to being the OG. You know what I mean? Not the OG. Let me not say it like that because that's not true. Not the OG, but like one of the OGs as far as like I got into everything else early before all y'all who's, you know, just now starting YouTube channels and stuff like that. I'm used to being able to look at y'all and be like, ooh, poor baby. Yeah, it's hard, isn't it? I know. Yeah, should have started early. I'm used to being able to look at other people and be able to tell them how to do it and be able to give advice and be able to be the one who like knows what's up. But with this podcast, I don't know jack squat. I don't know shit about having a podcast. And so for that reason alone, I didn't really want to do it. Like, I wanted to do it, but I couldn't make myself do it for the longest time because I'm like, I don't want to be bad at something. I don't want to have to learn something for the first time. It's been so long since I've had to do that. Everything I've done in my career up until now was like easy for me in the sense that like, at least I knew what I was doing. You know, I had experience, but this is some different shit. Like I don't feel comfortable at all. And I procrastinated for a long time because of that. And then also the pressure that I put on myself to make everything a whole damn production. Why do I do that? I know why I do it. Just Virgo things. I am a Virgo. If somehow you made it this far into my content, you made it all the way over to the podcast and you don't know that I'm a Virgo, I don't know how that happened, but I am a Virgo. And I do believe in astrology and stuff. And I do believe that has a big part to play in the fact that I cannot just do something just simple, easy, quick, whatever. Let's just throw it together. It doesn't have to be much. Let's just get it started. I don't know how to do that. I cannot do that. Everything has to be a full production. Everything has to be branded down to the T. Everything has to be just not necessarily over the top, but it has to match my vision. And my vision is usually not small. So I came into this podcasting idea being like, and I want the photo shoots and I want the graphics and I want the videos and I want the jingle and I want this and I want that. And I was looking at the number one podcasts in the world as my examples. When I've never recorded a podcast in my life, and I don't know shit. Once again, I don't know shit about podcasting. Why was I trying to be like the number one podcast in the world? Does that even? No, it doesn't. But in my head, it does. So that's also why it took me so long to finally come out with a podcast. Like, I probably told y'all that I wanted to do a podcast. It had to be like a year and a half ago at this point when I first said it. And when I first said it, I was like, oh, I could probably start it in like a couple months. A couple months turned into 6 months, turns into a year, turns into over a year. And then finally, like, if it weren't for, first of all, shout out to the team, shout out to the squad. Because if it weren't for my team, Taylor and Rel specifically, Rel is my photographer. Taylor is mostly my Instagram strategist. She kind of manages my Instagram content. But lately she's been helping with a lot more stuff and she was the main one. Y'all have Taylor to thank for this whole thing, y'all. Taylor was the main one who really put that fire under my ass and really said, Raven, you can do this and you are going to do this. And I'm not going to stop until you do it. She was the one who was like, please, please, please just get started. Like, and helped to like facilitate and get me going with everything with the podcast. Cause if it weren't for her, I just would have kept like sitting there and running ideas back and forth in my head. And well, maybe I should do it like this. And well, I don't know if I should really do it because, well, what about this? What if I, like, I'm so bad with the what ifs in life and the doubting myself, especially like I said, when it comes to something new that I don't have experience in or I'm not like comfortable with, like I will what if myself out of every situation so easily. But Taylor was there to answer the what ifs and make me feel like it was doable. So shout out Taylor. And also Rel. Rel was a very pivotal person in this process as well. But yeah, it was like, I didn't want to start it until everything was perfect, until I had the top of the line equipment, which I did get. Now I did get the top of the line equipment. I don't know if y'all can tell from the microphone quality. I probably don't have it on the right settings for y'all to really take it in. But I did get the number one microphone and I got two of them. So that when I start having guests, see, I kind of just want to whisper for the whole podcast. I feel more. I don't know why that feels easier to just whisper. But I know half of y'all probably really not into the ASMR thing, so I probably shouldn't do that. But yes, I did get the top of the line equipment, two microphones, the recorder, the cloud lifter, all these cords and stuff that I ain't never heard of. I did do that just because I did want y'all to have the quality. But other than that, I was like, well, I can't start it until my office is completely decorated, which as you can see, it's not. My office is still not decorated. If y'all follow me on YouTube, Y'all know the issues I've been having with that. But I kept making up these excuses because I wanted everything to be perfect and look perfect and sound perfect and look super professional and just look super impressive visually. And I do, like, I'm not going to lie, there were certain things that I did not want to back down on. Even when Taylor came and told me, like, Raven, you don't need to do all that. You just need to start the damn podcast. Just do the first episode and we'll worry about the details later. Like, I kind of took her advice. I mean, I'm here recording the first episode, but then to a certain extent, I still wanted things to be the way I wanted it to be. And I still worked Taylor and Rel to their death to get certain things that I wanted. I did dial back a few things just to hurry up and get this launched. But, you know, things like the photos and the graphics and stuff like that. Like, I still wanted it to be cute. Like, is it a crime to want my stuff to be cute and aesthetic and just, like, look good? Like, I feel like I'm allowed to do that to a certain extent. But it was just really helpful to have Taylor and Rel because they got me to a point where at least I was working on it and I was getting it done and I was getting to a reasonable place of actually, like, progressing with it. And thus, here we are. So I hope y'all enjoy and appreciate all the graphics and the behind the scenes work that went into everything that goes in. Cause it's like, you think of a podcast and you just think, oh, sit down, press record, post it. No. As you can see from the Instagram page, from my website, from, you know, this video version, from everything, there's a lot more that goes into the podcast besides just the actual podcast. So, yeah. And then there's just the aspect of me being afraid of failure, which in this case doesn't really make sense because how can I fail at something that isn't a competition? How can I fail at something that doesn't necessarily even have a way that you can succeed? Because I told myself that this podcast was going to be a hobby. Like I said in the beginning, it's not going to be a place of business. It's not going to be a place where I try to work with brands and make money off of it. So if I don't care about making money off of it, then I don't have to care about how many views I'm getting. I don't have to care about if brands want to work with me. I don't have to care about anything. I can just do it however I want to do it and do it for fun. That's supposed to be the whole purpose of it. So how can you fail at that? The only way that you can fail is if you don't have fun, if you just end up not liking it. And that was one of my first concerns and still is one of my first concerns. Like, am I going to do all of this, start this whole podcast and then start doing it and realize, ugh, I hate podcasting. You know, podcasting is just not for me. I'm better with videos. And that could happen. You know, you never know. But I think in the back of my head, I was still thinking of it in the sense of, like, business. Like, even though I told myself, like, I'm not going to monetize it. I'm not going to worry about making money off of it. I'm not going to worry about brands noticing it. I'm not going to worry about how many views I get. In the back of my head, I am still worried about those things because I can just, like, I have an issue with being greedy, for lack of a better word. I don't feel like greedy is really the right word. That feels like too much of a harsh way to put it. But basically, it's greed. It's like I've gotten to a place where if I know that something can be monetized, if I know that there is a way to make money off of something that I'm doing, why wouldn't I make the money? Why not? Why would you do something for free if you could do it for not free? You know what I mean? And that's what I've been like all my life, like dating back to sixth grade, middle school, a child. I started getting into jewelry making and I was like, oh, this is so fun. Y'all know me. I love making stuff. Anything I can make with my own two hands. I love that type of stuff. So I started learning how to make jewelry and I'm like, oh, this is so fun. First thing, like after I made my first piece, first idea that came in my head, you know what I could do? I could sell this jewelry. I could bring this jewelry to school. I could even bring my jewelry kit to school and take custom orders from my friends and sell them for a few dollars out of my locker. And that's exactly what I did. Soon as I learned that I knew how to do something, I would turn it into a way to make money. I would turn it into a stream of income. I've been like that since I was a child. And I've done that with every single hobby, every single thing that I learned how to do. I figure out a way to monetize it. That's literally how I became a YouTuber and everything that I do now. And even like little stuff that y'all don't even realize, like I love, you know, trying new products, trying different kitchen gadgets and stuff like that. And so when I come on my social media and I'm telling y'all about this new stuff that I'm trying, just because I like talking about products and stuff, oh, there's a way you can make money off of that if you use affiliate links and you tell your followers that they can use this link and they can get the product, but then I can get a cut of that sale. Like every little thing that I do and talk about, I figured out a way to earn income off of it, which is great on one hand because, you know, I feel like that just makes me a smart businesswoman or whatever. And it's great to be able to earn this income. And like I said, it goes back to generational wealth. It's not just about me making money for me. You know, this money that I'm earning is going to go on to do great things for my whole family and the people who come after me. Like it's more than just so I can buy clothes and bags and shoes. Like y'all know I'm not like that anyway. But on the other hand, it's like, why do I do that? Why can't I ever just do something for fun? Why can't I ever just actually have a hobby and not try to turn it into a business? Why can't I ever just enjoy what I'm doing without worrying about how it's performing? Because if it doesn't perform, then I'm not going to make any money off of it. That's a problem. Okay. And I need to talk to a therapist about it probably, but for now, I'm just going to talk to y'all about it. And that was it. That's exactly what happened with this podcast. As much as I keep trying to tell myself, it's just a hobby. This is just for you to be able to express yourself, Raven. If you turn it into a business, then that's going to defeat the whole purpose because then you're not going to feel as free to express yourself. That's the whole thing. Like if you try to make money off of this, it's going to take away from the purpose, the healing, the therapeutic aspect of it, of being able to just come on here, be yourself and say what you want to say. But I just can't stop thinking about, you know, well, if it does get a lot of listeners and if it does get a lot of views and what if a brand does reach out to me? And then I have to say no and turn that down. Like, I just can't stop thinking about that. And I know that's kind of crazy, but this is the honest truth, y'all. Okay, the other thing that scares me about having a podcast or that held me back from starting it is just the fear of like feeling like people don't want to hear me talk that much. Although I should know that that's not true because so many of you guys have been so excited for this and have been requesting this for a long time. And y'all are telling me like, we miss the Snapchat rants and we miss this and we miss that. And when I used to do those webcam videos on my YouTube channel, if you know, you know, so many of you guys tell me that you enjoy that type of content and you want this type of format. You want this type of content. Still, it's like, I cannot really believe it for myself that people really just want to hear me talk. Even though I am a YouTuber and whatever, like to me, it's like that's entertaining because it's more than just me talking. It's like I'm editing, the video is edited all cool. And it's like they get to see my cute daughter and they get to see whatever it is that I'm creating and the DIY part. Like there's more to it that I feel like y'all are coming to those videos for more than just me and my ideas and my opinions. This podcast is just me. You know what I mean? It's just me. It's not Zaya. It's not Chef Tony. It's not my friends. It's not PJ or whoever other extra characters that y'all come for in my other vlogs and stuff. It's just me. I mean, I will have special guests and stuff, but a lot of times it's just me, my thoughts, my feelings, my opinions, me talking about myself a lot of the time too. I mean, I'm going to talk about other things too, but like, it's just me. It's just Raven. So you have to really like Raven to want to come and listen to this podcast. You know, I'm not an entertainment, what do you call it? Like an entertainment reporter where I'm going to be giving y'all the news and the breaking tea on whatever interesting thing is happening. Like, yes, I'm going to talk about those things, but I'm going to share my feelings on those things. So if you don't care to hear my feelings and hear from me about how I feel, then this is not going to be interesting to you. You have to like me to want to listen to this. And that's kind of scary because it's going to really show if people like me or not. You know what I mean? Whereas my other content, it's like, well, they like my outfit. They like my house. They like my family. They like the project that I created. It's not necessarily because you like me, but this is very personal. This is extremely personal. And it kind of scares me to see the results. You know what I mean? Like, is it going to flop? Because people don't really like me. They just like that other stuff that I do. You know what I mean? So that was really scary. The other thing is, I am scared to talk about these other different topics that I want to really dive into on here. It's scary for obvious reasons, just because, you know, whenever you're talking about something super personal, that's uncomfortable. You know, you're telling the whole entire internet, anybody, literally anybody in the world could watch this and hear this. And I'm telling something super personal. That's obviously going to be uncomfortable no matter what, no matter who you are. But honestly, for me, I get nervous, not because of all the millions of strangers out in the world who are going to hear it. I get nervous because of the people who know me in real life that are going to hear it. I don't care about the strangers. Like, I don't know y'all. Judge me if y'all want. If y'all think it's cringy, if y'all think it's embarrassing, if y'all think it's inappropriate, if y'all think whatever, like, I don't know you. I'm never going to see you. It doesn't matter what strangers think. But it does kind of matter what people in my actual everyday life or my actual personal life think. I mean, I know it shouldn't matter what anyone thinks, but that's really awkward. And I think that's something that people don't really think about when it comes to influencers. There's a lot of talk about like caring what their viewers think, what their subscribers think, and like, oh, you shouldn't care. It doesn't matter. Those people don't matter. But you don't really think about the fact that within the viewers, there's people in real life that they gotta, when I leave from this chair and I go out into the world, there's people that I gotta face face to face in real life. And that can be really uncomfortable and really awkward and really problematic. Few examples. If I want to talk about my past relationships, but then I get confronted in real life by my exes, that's kind of scary. Or if I want to talk about something that happened between, you know, a past friendship and that person watches this and then hits me up or tries to go off and, you know what I mean? Like, it could start a lot of real life issues. And also, some people are crazy. And it's not just that they're going to maybe, you know, one of my exes will come back and they'll be mad about something that I said and they'll post something on their social media talking shit about me online. Like, okay, shit talking online, what's that really going to do? Been there, done that. But it's the stuff that they can do in real life. You know what I mean? And there's the fact that some people are really unhinged and will really take things outside of social media, if you know what I mean. They'll try to do something to you in real life. In person, they'll show up at your door. And I do know people like that. And I do have people like that in my past. And so I think that's what I mean when I say, like, sometimes I feel like my subscribers, they don't take that part into consideration when they tell me, like, oh, you know, you should feel free to express yourself, or you shouldn't beat around the bush with this topic. You should be able to tell the full story. You should be able to explain to us what happened. Like, it's your truth. Speak your truth. Tell us, you know, trying to hype me up and get me to like speak freely. And I get that, but you're not thinking about what I just said. As far as these are real life human beings who know where I live, who might try, you know what I mean? And that's a very real risk and a very real factor for me. Not to mention the fact that I have a daughter, Zaya. I have a 5-year-old daughter. And I do have to think about how the things that I say online are going to affect her. And if, you know, one of the kids at school sees something or their parents see something and they take it the wrong way, and they, you know, it's so many just different random things that could happen just because I wanted to express myself. And that really sucks. It really sucks that people are like that. It really sucks that this industry is like this, that this world is like this, to where I can't even just, you know, speak my truth without it being a big issue or without me having to worry about X, Y, and Z. That really sucks, but it is what it is. So that definitely has been a huge, probably the number one factor as to why, you know, I haven't done this yet. But at the same time, I feel like I have so much to share that could actually be very beneficial, helpful, almost like educational, inspiring, motivating. Just, these are raw and real topics. Like, I'm going through the topics in my mind, and I know y'all probably thinking like, what? Like what? What is it? Tell us the topics. Y'all gonna see. But the things that I'm thinking about, it's super important. It's super important for us to be discussing openly and freely. It's super important for the other young girls watching me to hear about these things and know about these things and learn from my experience, and for me to be able to give advice on it. Like, it's important. It's helpful. It's beneficial. It's not just for hee hee and ha ha and to spill the tea for entertainment. Like, that's never what it is. Why would I do that to myself? Why would I put myself at risk, put myself in this horribly awkward situation by talking about these things just to entertain y'all? I'm sorry. I love y'all. Love you, boo, but not that damn much. I would not put myself in that position just for y'all's entertainment. The only reason why I'm doing this is because I see the benefit of it. And I see that it could actually have a meaningful impact, not to toot my own horn or anything, but these are the things that I wish I would have had at a younger age. I wish there was a podcast, and there might have been, and I didn't know about it, but I wish there was a podcast or something that I could have listened to maybe when I was younger, or not even when I was younger, just when I was going through certain things. I wish there was a real person with real experiences, not some little self-help blog, not, you know, selfcare.com, not no little fake, like a real person coming on camera and telling their real experience and their real advice that I could listen to that could have helped me out during those tough times. That's what I want to be for y'all. That's the goal of this podcast. So even though I'm scared, even though this is very nerve-wracking, I still haven't caught my breath. That's why I'm pushing myself to do this. And that's the purpose of it. Even though I know I'm looking at my notes now, the other thing that I wrote down as far as why I've been hesitant to do this is because I know that as much as there's going to be so many people out there listening to this podcast who just, you know, they just love me. They just like me as a person. They just want to hear what I have to say. But also maybe the people who, like I said, they just need this because whatever I'm talking about, they relate to it and it resonates and they're able to get clarity from it. And it's just helping them through a tough time with certain things that I'm going to talk about. There's going to be those people, but there's also going to be a lot of people who are only listening to this podcast for the sole purpose of waiting for me to quote unquote fuck up, waiting for me to say something wrong, waiting for me to say something that they can latch on to and essentially turn it into a headline. Not that I'm popping like that to where people make headlines about me, but when I say headline, I'm talking about a Twitter post, an Instagram, whatever. I know there's going to be a lot of people watching who are only watching because they're out to get me. And that may make me sound like delusional, like I think I'm bigger than I am. I think I'm Beyonce. I don't think I'm Beyonce. I just know how crazy people are from experience. A lot of experience, y'all. I have a lot of experience with people who are just literally out to get me for no reason. Like, I don't know y'all. I didn't do nothing to y'all. I didn't even do nothing, but you're going to find a way. It is your sole mission in life. And it's not even just towards me. It's towards many other influencers. It's like they have their list of five influencers that they just hate, that they just cannot stand when they are enjoying life, doing anything good. And they make it their sole mission to scan through all their content. Literally, they're the first one watching the video. They're the first one listening to the podcast. And they carefully listen to every word and watch every move. And in the videos, they're looking at everything in the background because they're looking. They're like, I'm going to find some shit. I'm going to find some dirt on you if it's the last thing I do. And I'm going to bring it to light and I'm going to spread it. And you won't be able to, like, those people exist. Okay. Unfortunately, a lot of them exist and they hide in the dusty, dark corners of the internet because they don't want to be known for that, but they're there. And so I know those people are going to be here and I know they're here right now. Hi, hello. Hey girl. But I can't be scared of that either. You know what I mean? I can't let that stop me because those people have always been around with all my content. So I can't let that stop me. And I guess the last reason why I was scared or hesitant, actually, there's two more things. First thing is pivoting is hard. When I say pivoting, I'm talking about when you switch from doing one type of content to the other. When you switch from people know you as this to people know you as that. When you're kind of going from niche to niche or topic to topic, everyone knows you as this person. And now you're kind of like rebranding or adding something to your brand that's totally different. Sometimes that can destroy your whole career. Literally destroy your whole career. I don't think that this podcast is going to destroy my whole career, but it could. You never know. And so that's something that's really scary because, again, this is me adding on something really different. Maybe y'all don't think it's that different, but from my perspective, it's really different. So that's scary. The other thing is I also just recently, I keep hitting my mouth on the microphone. You can tell I'm not used to doing this. I just recently started being like a lot more private because they're definitely, although I keep talking about how like I don't do this and I don't do that and I don't talk about things on my YouTube channel, there's still things that I do talk about. There still was a lot of personal information shared on my YouTube channel over the years. Like I've definitely been really open and honest. It's just crazy how like, even though I've been super open and honest, there's still more to it that I didn't get to say. You know what I mean? That's just what it is. But definitely back in the day, I would come on camera crying my eyes out, just like really just being super transparent. And that's kind of another thing that a lot of people knew me for, is just being so transparent and really diving into personal issues on my channel. Whereas more recently, I started to kind of dial that back. Again, it's a correlation between working with bigger brands, doing bigger things as an influencer, and then having to dial back all that stuff, kind of. So it's been a while. I mean, can y'all even remember the last time I came on camera crying and, you know, diving deep into, you know, my mental health and things like that? It's been a while since I've done any content like that because I have started to be a lot more essentially private and just not talking about a lot of stuff. People probably think like, oh, her life was in shambles before and now it's not. So that's why she doesn't cry on camera anymore. No, I still cry. My life is very much still in shambles in a lot of ways. I just don't make videos about it as much anymore. And so I've gotten kind of in this comfortable space of like, oh, this is what privacy feels like. You know what I mean? Like for the first time in a long time, I'm not oversharing. I'm not crying on camera. I'm not letting the whole world into all of my problems. And I've really gotten to experience what privacy feels like. Y'all don't know anything that's going on in my dating life right now. Y'all don't know anything that's going on really with my mental health. Y'all don't know anything that's going on with anything. I haven't been talking about it. And it is kind of nice. It's kind of nice to just have people not know and not be like questioned about it. And not like, the nice thing about it too is a lot of times, like back when I would be sharing something really personal like that, that's all anyone cared about. It's like, okay, I talked about it. We discussed it. Now I want to move on and I want y'all to look at this beautiful DIY project that I just put together. Now I want to move on and I want to talk about home decor and I want to talk about this recipe that I'm trying and I want to talk about this hairstyle. But it's like, Now y'all don't care about the hairstyles and the recipes and the home. Y'all are stuck on that personal thing that I brought up. And it kind of really sucks as a creator to have people act like, oh, fuck the tutorials, fuck the hairstyle. We don't care about that. Tell us more about that breakup that you went through. It's like, what you mean, fuck the tutorials? I put a lot of hard work into this tutorial. I put a lot of hard work into this DIY project. Now y'all don't care because y'all are so focused on the breakup or whatever it was. You know what I mean? And that sucks as a creator to feel like nobody cares about your actual creativity. Nobody cares about your other content. All they care about is your personal life. And that used to always happen to me. Like literally, I'd post a hair tutorial, but all the comments would be, but what about this? And what about, that is not what this video is about. Can we move on? You know, that was then, this is now. And so it's been nice recently to not have that. It's been nice to have people actually tuning in for my actual creative content. You know what I mean? They're actually here for the home decor. They're actually here for the hair tutorial. They're not just here to hear about my shambles stuff going on behind the scenes. So that's been really nice lately. But now, with me starting this podcast, what am I doing? I'm opening up that can of worms. I'm undoing all the privacy that I just finally set up for myself. This whole little vibe that I've just set up for myself by being more private recently, I am now about to destroy it. I am about to rip those walls down with a bulldozer and just be like, haha, psych, just kidding. Here's everything. And that's scary. That's going to be a huge adjustment because I just got used to the privacy. I just got used to y'all not being in my business. Now y'all finna be all up in my business. But that's what I want. That is what I want because I feel like it's needed in a certain way. So that's my spiel. I think I touched on everything. I just kind of wanted to give y'all this background story as the first episode. I know that I don't even know if I even got to this in the beginning, but what I was going to say in the very beginning of this is that I know I had said on my website and everything that the first episode was going to be me talking about being a baby mama, and I had everything planned and everything. The first episode was going to be about that, but then I was like, no, let me dial it back. Let me give them this little introduction, this little kind of backstory, and then episode two will be about being a baby mama. So if that's what y'all were expecting, if that's what y'all were excited for episode one, the baby mama stuff, don't worry, it's still coming. That's going to be episode two. I'm going to have to redo everything on my website and everything, but that's fine. That's what I wanted to at least share with y'all for this episode, just to give y'all a frame of reference and give y'all an idea of kind of what to expect. So I hope you're excited. Okay. Get ready because it's about to get crazy.